This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Refreshing sound of the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, to go through our thoughts, the trends, the tidbits, the talk about things that are going on, people, issues, all that.
The nuances of the world.
Yes, the nuances. I just got a note from somebody who said, "You sound so real." Okay, well,
oh,
it's because...
so nice.
Wait a minute. There's my microphone. I am real. This is not Memorex. This is me.
You're not artificial intelligence.
Yeah. No, I'm not. And people could tell that. Sometimes there's no intelligence here at all. Sometimes there is. I was reading... And the danger of me when I, this time of year through the winter months, when I travel as much as I do, I'm always reading and I find these things and I bring them back to the program. You're familiar with the person for whom the Tesla car is named, right? Nikola Tesla was kind of a character. He went from rags to riches and then went back to rags again. But other than being kind of a recluse, he was an inventor. And he wrote the following: "Originality thrives in seclusion, free of outside influences beating upon us, which cripple our creative minds." So I know you like me to repeat these sometimes because you don't grasp them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
"Originality thrives in seclusion, free of outside influences that beat up on us, and therefore they cripple our creative mind." The outside influences.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, they do. Think about it. Think about what we think and then how we make up our minds as to what we think and what influences us.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's inspiration everywhere.
Pressure.
It depends on what you want to do with it, much as anything else, frankly. I think that's very cool. All right, so let's see what we can do with some good news here from Egypt. A major discovery of underground tunnels made in Egypt. The archaeologists believe that they are part of the lost tomb of Cleopatra. So where's Elizabeth Taylor when we need her?
That's exciting.
Tunnels, described as an engineering marvel, run for almost a mile, connect the three religious sanctuaries and a sacred lake. So far, 1,500 artifacts have been found, including coins bearing Cleopatra's name.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Temple of Osiris in the city of Tapsarivis, I don't remember where that is, outside of Alexandria, which doesn't exist anymore, the explorer, the archaeologist Dr. Kathleen Martinez, started searching for the tomb about 15 years ago, said this particular site ticked the most checks in the box as to all of the temples that were there. This looks like the one.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnels run into the waters of the Mediterranean coast. Yeah, what'd you start to say?
No, and what they've been finding, they feel like it seems very promising that this could lead to the lost tomb of Cleopatra, which
right.
On the one hand would be so exciting, and on the other hand, let her rest. Just,
yeah, in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about...
it's illegal to go dig up graves, like today's grave sites, so
yes.
why is it so okay and accepted to go
to
do
this? The old ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially back in a day where they really hid people. They really had these celebrations of life and did all of these additional things in ceremony, and it's not okay. Let her rest.
Cleopatra
kind of
was the first member of the Ptolemaic dynasty that could speak the language of the people upon whom she ruled. She was out in the countryside in armed rebellion with her brother when Caesar arrived in the city, and that was kind of the end of her reign. Caesar, Julius Caesar,
mm-hmm.
and the egomaniac that he was. How many people, you know, the story of in the calendar, the months of July and August come from the Roman period when Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar ran the Roman Empire, and they felt they ought to have months named after them, so the calendar was expanded from 10 months to 12 months, mm-hmm. July for Julius, August for Augustus. There
well,
you
think
go.
About it October right. because the oct, O-C-T, right. is 8. However, ten. October is the 10th month of the year.
That's right, exactly. Yep, you're correct, Amundo. December is 10. D's is 10, but it's the 12th month. Yep. Mm-hmm. Very astute of you to recognize that. How about
I
them apples?
I think sometimes in school.
Good. Good for you. Congratulations. The runoff election in Georgia, guess how much they have spent advertising to just this. Remember, we were talking about the November midterm elections bringing in $9 billion. Mm-hmm. The record for any
million.
Spending. Yeah, how much?
$640 million.
What, for the runoff? No, wasn't
for
that
the runoff.
No, $125. And most of it spent on radio and television. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? I think I said after last week we're done talking about this. Let's go over to the country of Qatar. You know what that is? Qatar. They have a large airline. It's one of those Middle Eastern countries that act as sort of a stop-off point, like Dubai. And, you know, those places that people fly into and then they fly out of, for whatever the reason, they have a huge airline business. And they have, over the weekend, banned beer in and around the World Cup. And I wondered where, I guess I had forgotten about the World Cup. What's going on in the World Cup? This is a big event, and all the world is paying attention to the World Cup. Yeah, so
yeah,
what's the...
We had the big kickoff game, the opening ceremony and everything. Ecuador beat Qatar in game one yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you have a few more games coming up today. Wales is in it for the first time in 60 something years, and
Wales
playing U.S. today. Mm-hmm.
Really? Huh? I didn't know there was a team from Wales. But then I don't know. Why should I know? I don't pay attention.
Well, yeah, this is the first time in 60 something years that they could play in the World Cup.
So ah,
this
okay.
Is
why?
A big thing for them as well.
Why? What happened to them? They were eliminated 60 years ago. Why couldn't they play over the 60 years?
I just
years?
Think they haven't been able to qualify. Is that what it is?
Maybe, yeah. All right, Buffalo, New York. This would have been a good lottery, a good thing for the betting stations. How much snow would fall over western New York over the weekend? We
so
flew
much
over
that
Buffalo.
The Bills-Browns game had to be moved to Detroit.
Moved to Detroit, yeah. Right, exactly. So the weekend snowfall, a pilot made mention of that as we flew over Buffalo last night, although at 38,000 feet, you're not going to see down, and it was dark anyway. 77 inches of snow around Buffalo, New York, in the middle of November. Unga bunga. Wow. It started Thursday evening, all day Friday, well into Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just digging out in time for things, schools to be open, businesses to go back to being open. But the snowfall total averaged, it topped out 77 inches. That's amazing. That's more than our average here in the Boston area is about 54, 55 inches for a season. Last year we didn't have quite that much. A year before we had Lala. I remember back in 2015 when my barn collapsed and 8 cows died, we had 11 feet of snow in a week. And the drifts were 30 feet high. The cows, that's when I stopped milking cows and sent them down to a fellow in Pennsylvania that had a good dairy farm. And I just, it was the end of that type of me being involved in raising or milking cows. It was horrible. Oh, my God. 30 degrees below zero for a couple of mornings after that. You know what happens after a snowstorm? It usually gets really dry and really cold. You know that? You get that in Cleveland across Ohio and through the snow belt.
Yeah, harsh. Wet, cold.
Do you shop at Kohl's?
I have before. Not typically.
What is there about, I'm looking, I was reading an analytical piece in Bloomberg last night about Kohl's, the department store, and the reason it caught my attention is because over the weekend I saw a lot of ads on TV for Kohl's, their clothing kind of reminded me a little of Target, same sort of ad with the same JCPenney's. They're all the same kind of store,
are.
I think,
like,
aren't they?
Yeah, Dillard's, Macy's.
Yeah. So I remember a long time ago, I want to say decades ago, Kohl's was kind of a rising star. It's a huge one. They're one of the biggest ones they ever built was here in Framingham. But now it seems that they, with all these other stores, as I say, that are just the same, they're kind of irrelevant. The name feels old. The stores look old. And the retail people say, whereas Macy's is trying to keep up there. And I think Macy's is a cut above Kohl's, isn't it? Isn't Macy's a cut above Target and Kohl's and those stores like that? Yeah. But it just they just don't seem to have been able to grow their business. Isn't it funny how that happens sometimes with brands and also with stores and images? What's happened to JCPenney? Once the brightest light in retail. What happened to Woolworths? Right, you don't even see them.
Well,
not even around.
Vocational too, because when I was in Nashville, I could not tell you where a JCPenney was. But now here, there's one within a 15 minute drive. And I kind of think it's just like everybody with like grocery stores, Giant Eagle versus Kroger or Publix or Wegmans.
I guess I tend to. I'm not a shopper, but if I am going to shop, I'm not shopping online. I'm going to the store. Mm-hmm. I usually don't. We were talking about this, my children and I, over the weekend, thinking about, okay, what do we do for Christmas? Well, it's the same stuff. It's something that, you know, I'll give them some money because they say they want to use it for this, that, or the other thing. They need this, they need that. Let them go choose it. And not have me try to figure it out. I think that's that's really an example of a lost leader. You go, why would you spend your time trying to figure out what they want? You ask them, what do you need? What do you want? And there you go. My son wanted a shirt and a sweater that belonged to my father. That's what he wanted for Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I brought it to him this weekend. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now 23 past the hour on the Monday, November 21st edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The trending item on social media that grabbed my attention for this hour is a focus on Christmas in Rockefeller Center. The lineup has been revealed, and we'll go through who's going to be singing and entertaining and in attendance, shall we say, at Rockefeller Center right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. How strong her voice is. She's kind of a little thing. If you see her on The Voice, she doesn't seem to be that powerful a singer. Like Adele, when she first got started, she's a big, beefy woman. And I don't mean that to be, you know, she's had a lot of heft to her. And a lot of times that, if you notice all the great operatic female singers, and men too, they're always big. And she's just a little thing, isn't she? Gwen Stefani, she's not a... It look like
yeah, well, Adele is now, too. But yeah,
well, yeah, she lost a lot of
weight. She got her start with No Doubt and before breaking off into a solo artist, and she's fantastic. And, yeah, they're...
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say her Christmas song with Blake Shelton, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, total bop.
Yeah, it's appropriate for the Rockefeller Center tree lighting because the two of them will be performing there at Radio City along with the Rockettes. They have this song.
Fantastic to watch.
Yeah. Is he leaving The View? I mean, The View. The Voice? Why? Did I hear that? That Blake Shelton was getting off The Voice?
Yeah, he's hanging it up.
Why?
He's done. He's probably tired over it. He's been doing it since The Voice kicked off. And
but he seemed to be one of the best.
I would envision that being a very difficult job because you fall in love with your teammates, with your the singers that you're helping, and you're it's like a parent thing. Like when I say fall in love, I mean like a parent. It's
I get it.
Of them and,
yeah,
and all of that.
Right.
And then you have to kick people off the show. You have to pick between singers during the battle rounds and the knockouts and all of that stuff. And that has to really weigh on you after so many.
How long
years.
Has Stefani been on the show?
Recent years, I want to say, maybe.
Did she go there because of the two of them?
Maybe?
Basically, was that it? Because the two of them were together and they made for good music?
Say that again. I missed the first part. What?
I said because Blake was there and he got her on the show.
Well, no, so they were both married. They had different marriages, but that were falling apart, like within their own rights or whatever. And they were, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were working together as voice
They were both on The Voice then?
Because they were going through similar things with their marriages, they kind of developed this friendship and turned into love.
Bingo. Viewers also for the Rockefeller Center thing will see Jimmy Allen, Andrea Bocelli, let's see who else, David Catherine McPhee, Alicia Keys, The Muppets. Oh, that'll be interesting. All right, so that takes place right after Thanksgiving. Here we are on the 30th of November, by the way. Here we are at 28 after the hour.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bob Iger has returned as chief executive of the Walt Disney Company after less than a year in retirement. The company's board announced Iger's return Sunday night and said Bob Chapek, who succeeded Iger in 2020, had stepped down from the position. Elon Musk has made the decision to reinstate President Trump's Twitter account to 45. Trump has 4.6 million followers on Truth Social and over 86 million followers on Twitter. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said it was a terrible mistake to allow Trump back on Twitter after a Saturday attack at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing 5 people and wounding many more. Police and city officials are crediting patrons with stopping the attack. A 22-year-old is in custody. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay. We're allowed to be silly. It's November 21st. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program with a hello to Max Kulina, Devin Swaney, Nathan Noakes, listening carefully to the comings and goings. There was a comment that brought me around from one of them about a post. I've got a lot of, when I track a lot of pictures and thoughts and things that I post, and so there's a lot of stuff from the weekend celebrations with me, my children, grandchildren, cakes, that sort of stuff. Then you can see it. You go to facebook.com/Doug Steffen. We have our own Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, but sometimes Jay posts some of the stuff I put on my own Facebook page, but it's just kind of fun to share. That's what I think Facebook is good for, frankly, and pretty much the only thing I think it's good for is to share things like that about stuff we care about. So anyway, I posted
that's what I feel
a picture
like made for originally, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, good stuff. So as I was driving down Olympic on Saturday morning in Los Angeles, I went past a Shell gas station, and on the Shell sign, they post the price of gasoline, and you can see if you, probably 400 feet away from it, but I got a clear shot of it with my iPhone, and so if you look at the picture, you'll see that it's posted regular gas at $7.73 a gallon.
So absurd.
Did you see that?
I saw that photo. That is just...
Yeah. It's really like, who in the world? Can you imagine these kind of prices? The way these people are gouging the hell out of us. Most of the gas, to be fair, this was in an area... Because the prices are crazy. In California, we know that. But they are so varied. The average, I think when I filled up the car, when I went back to the airport last night, it was $5.69 or something I paid for a gallon. But that still is like almost $2. It is $2 more than what I'm paying here in Massachusetts. And you around the rest of the country, it's down back into the mid-threes, $3.39, $3.29, some of those areas, although the gas prices are going up and down because this is a season of travel, and they gouge you because they know you're going to be out traveling. Same as the airlines gouge you.
Too, during winter?
Yeah, there's a different mix of gas, different mix of fuel oil, different mix of diesel. Yeah. They put things, into it that will make it easier for them to run in the cold weather. You know, you hear about cold weather starts and that kind of stuff. That's real. You need a battery that has a lot of juice in it that cranks over strongly. Otherwise, it's going to be... See you later. All right, so we got some good news here from an explorer. Here's a Brit that has begun an 1,100-mile trek. A lady wants to finish the solo, the Polar Preet, 1,100-mile journey across Antarctica. No help whatsoever. Her name is Preet Chandy, British Army officer. 1,100 miles walking across Antarctica, where the highest temperature is 30 degrees and the lowest is 30 below. Who in the world? I mean, this is another one of those things. The first, right? First, she's called Polar Preet. She's not only the first woman, first black woman to do this. She completed a trip to the South Pole. Took 740 days, 700 miles. A couple of years ago, I think, when she did that? I'm not sure when she did it. But anyway, so she's doing it again. She said, going quite slowly at the moment. I'll gradually build up my mileage as my pulk gets lighter. What is that pulk? Is that what she's carrying? She's got to be carrying a backpack. How do you survive for that much time over that much of
But also, what if something happens and you get injured? What if you get hurt?
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. Because you think of people who are just trying
meet
to
a polar bear.
The Appalachian Trail and they twist their ankle or their knee or something. And especially with those cold, frigid temperatures, of course, she's going to have what she needs and she's going to be bundled up and she's going to have functioning gear. But still, that Murphy's Law, anything that can happen can go wrong, will go wrong. And
because
that's amazing. Good for her, though.
Yeah, it is. Now, how many men have done this? I go back to my theme about not wanting to be in there talking about it if she's a woman. I want to talk about it because it's the best and most successful journey of its type. 1,100 miles with just a backpack. I don't understand how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And be by yourself. No support. What does she do when it's at night? They put up a tent and think about that. Mm-hmm. Who's got the courage to do that? Never mind over a couple of miles, never mind 1,100 miles. This woman's got to be something very special. Very, very special. She said that the journey aims to inspire future generations to achieve whatever they desire and encourage other people to push their boundaries. Yep. I would say this would do it. That's for sure. Wow. Mm-hmm. What an effort. All right, let's see here. A couple of people in the news. Michael J. Fox has been honored by his family and some co-stars. The Governor Awards ceremony took place over the weekend, and this is because of his work with Parkinson's disease, which he has. He got the Humanitarian Award at the 13th Governor's Award in L.A. He just, all around, I've only encountered him once in my life in person. He was just a lot of fun back then. It was before he got Parkinson's. But
he was diagnosed at such a young age.
Yeah, right. Yep. He was 29, I think. Didn't he have it? We got it when he was 29? You know,
yeah, 29.
About, yeah. Yep. So anyway, he says that it was the gift that kept on taking. Now he's 61. He thanked his wife, Tracy Pullen. I don't know much about her. And they've been married since the 80s. They have four children. His oldest is 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. Wife came up on the podium. I can't walk and carry this thing, he said about the award. Woody Harrelson was the one who presented it to him. So anyway, I think this is a... this is a tribute to a guy who really has helped. He's one of those people using his notoriety, his fame, to help people, help make it, make people aware of it, and also to help people who have it. So,
and encourage people to fight, because he continued to do so many acting roles.
Yep.
Even
he was great. What was it?
It just got worse.
He was in The Good Wife. Remember? He played the nasty lawyer.
Oh, really?
He was good in that. That was a good show. All right, another name in the news is Jessica Watkins, not for a good reason. She's a member of the Oath Keepers, took the stand the end of the week last Friday afternoon to defend herself against the accusation that she committed seditious conspiracy. Didn't go very well. Five defendants linked to this group have so far spent more than 6 weeks on trial for their part in the attack. Prosecutors say the Oath Keepers stashed high-powered rifles and handguns and ammunition for, it was right near the Capitol, for easy access.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Watkins' decision to testify reportedly led to an outburst in court. She defended the idea that the 2020 election had not been above board. She said, quote, half this country feels this way. Half this country still feels disenfranchised by the election. I don't know that I think it's half the country. And I don't even know that. I mean, I do encounter people from time to time. You do. We all do. Who say that the election was stolen. But where's the proof? I don't. Listen, you'll hear me every day, day in and day out when it comes to elections, not really believing that the system is right, proper, just, done correctly. I don't think that, but I think that there's a different message in that description of our election problems versus the business about whether the election was stolen. And even if it was.
It was, hypothetically. Let's say it was. Let's say the popular vote would have been for Trump and not Biden. Well, that doesn't matter because the Electoral College is the one who actually places the presidency.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. And that's why I don't like it, because whoever got the most votes, Al Gore got more votes than Bush did in 2000. He should have been, he got more popular votes. Hillary Clinton got more popular votes. So why didn't they become the presidents?
Wait,
it's handy, the Republicans. Go ahead.
I know. I didn't know Hillary Clinton did. I knew that Biden did.
Yeah.
Or not Biden did.
No, Al Gore.
Yeah, you're right. Al Gore.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're
so
right,
how is that right?
Did get the majority of the popular vote.
You know, all these people keep going back. It's handy. If it works for you, then you like it. If it doesn't work for you, you don't like it. That's not the way it should run. It should run that if, you know, frankly, I've always thought in deal making, if you make a deal that both sides don't like, then it's probably a good deal. So the same thing in this, with this reference, right? You don't like it? Okay, but, you know, that's tough. West Virginia, massive sinkhole this weekend. Look at this mess. Hinton, West Virginia. And the thing is growing larger and larger. It's been open for months. There's a, I saw this West Virginia Department of Transportation stating the sinkhole was 6 feet when it first opened up, 30 feet deep. And now it's huge, 120-foot culvert. The rains are coming in, making a mess. Why do they, they can't find where it's going. If it keeps getting bigger, then they don't know where it's going, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's about to swallow the whole police department.
Yeah, the police department, the office is right there. Wow. Think about that. You ever see that TV show La Brea?
I didn't watch it, but I am familiar with what you're speaking of.
It's spooky, and I don't like it because I don't like that kind of show, but I've watched it enough because John Cena, who was one of the stars of Chicago PD for 4, 5, 6 seasons, is in it, and I like his approach to acting, and so I've watched it because he's there, and an interesting, kind of weird storyline.
Wasn't there like a big twist at the end?
I don't know. Was there at the end of the season, you mean? I don't know. I just know that I pass when I'm at La Brea Tar Pits are on the corner of Wiltshire. They're kind of up a little bit from Wiltshire. And it's when you go by it, you're driving your car. Wait a minute. Am I going into the hole? Yeah. All right. 48 after. This is a good day.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, movie moments on the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kerzer and Chuck Curry. What's this theme, Chucker, that we're hearing?
You don't know the theme, Doug. That's the Walking Dead theme. A show you watch religiously for the last
shock,
11 years, no?
Yeah, 11
actually,
seconds.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story. Last night was the series final of the main Walking Dead show, which I've watched every episode, every Sunday night for the last 11 years. It's probably my all-time favorite show, and even though it's not as good as it was in its heyday, I still have enjoyed it. And I got to tell you, last night's episode, I thought was, for the most part, very satisfying. And it made me really reflect on the importance of having something to look forward to in life, which is either, for a lot of people, could be sports or something you do with your children or a TV show. And I have loved this show, and the company of these characters has fulfilled me for 11 years. Now they're going to spin this show off into different universes with different characters, so it's not really going to end, but I thought they did a really good job for the most part with the main show, The Walking Dead, ending its 11-year run. And his heyday, Doug, listen to this, 17 million people watched, and in the last couple seasons it went down to 2 million. They lost a lot of its audience due to one character killing another two characters midway through, but overall I've enjoyed the show a lot.
I know you have. Well, we could say that for Ellen Pompeo, who's leaving Grey's Anatomy.
As a main character, though.
that main character. She'll be back and forth, apparently.
But yeah, think about this. This is like, she's been involved with that show. It was been on 17, 18 years.
Since
Grey's
the beginning
Anatomy.
Of it. Yeah, yeah. Right.
The show is named after her. Obviously, she started that show when she was unknown and had become very involved in creative control and producing credits. She's made a ton of money, and she still makes a ton of money. I think she makes like $30 million a season. So she's just going on to do some streaming stuff, playing different roles as an actress.
Yeah,
I could see why you would get somewhat bored doing the same part for 17 years, despite the fact that you have been paid a king's ransom. At that point, money's not everything.
What's the box office total list look like for this past weekend?
Really, a couple big stories. Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2 came in number one for the second straight weekend. Obviously, no surprise. $67 million, $288 million in 10 days. The Menu, which is a more mature type movie with Ralph Fiennes, $9 million. Opening's good, but not great. And here's a big story, which is making a lot of social media buzz. She Said, which is a movie about two New York Times reporters who uncovered the Harvey Weinstein scandal. $30 million budget, open to $2.2 million.
Really?
So
I don't think it's been promoted.
It's
going to
be
well.
A big financial loser. But here's the thing. Clearly, enough adults are not going back to movie theaters to see this type of adult, mature theme fare in theaters. That's a given, and that's a shame. But there was a point in time where studios would take losses on more sophisticated projects and have them offset by bigger tentpole popcorn movies. It appears now that the bean counters don't want to take a loss on anything. So they this becomes more of a bigger story.
That's because they don't know what they're doing. The big story is Bob Iger coming back to Disney.
Yes.
And the guy that they'd had in there for a couple of years, his person that went in, couldn't handle it, made a mess of things. Disney is a mess. And so they bring Iger back because he is, quote, uniquely situated to guide. This company's too big. You know, there's just too much.
Here's what he said. He said that movies are never going to be what they were pre-pandemic. He said that not all streaming services are going to make it, which he's probably correct.
Yeah.
And I don't think he has all the answers either for this new world of entertainment.
I don't know. There's the stuff that's going on at the Disney parks. It's just I've not ever really been a fan of the Disney company, especially in the last, let's say, 30 years, because they just run it.
Shareholders like the news because the stock had a big pop. We have time for one more story?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, along with a massive financial partner, are going to start their own Hollywood studio. Obviously, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are well connected in the industry, and that's a lot of power, Doug.
Yep, it'll be fine. Make their own movies. I think this is a very good idea. I think the two of them, when they work together, are magic, and when they act on their own, they do an extraordinarily good job. So why not do it, with themselves?
Get the financial backing.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? All right, Chucker, good job. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.